Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival. Tonight I've been speaking to Fernando Morales, the director of new film The Two Popes, starring Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce.
Sarah from Fred FM. And it seems like the film rests on some chemistry between Jonathan and Anthony. So how is it having these two actors to work with and to get this chemistry to work on screen?
Yeah, this chemistry thing, we don't know why it happens. Why we get in love with, we fall in love with somebody. There's really something. And we were lucky enough to, they had never worked together. And they met and they connect. And they really became friends to each other. So while we weren't shooting, they would go out for dinner, and they were always making fun one of the other. And I think this friendship that was created, you can see on the screen, because there is a connection, and there was a real connection during the shoot. 5 months before start shooting, Tony wrote me an email asking not to change the script anymore. He said, not a single word, because I'm going to start working on it, and that's my process. If you change, you ruin my process, which is a very hard thing to do, because while we were in the process, we keep changing lines, changing scenes, but we couldn't, because he was learning the part. While Jonathan is the opposite. He really just gets the feeling of the character. He understands the mood, what is in his head, how his mind works. And so he's free to improvise. He says there's no right or wrong way to act or to approach a character, but they're just very different. But when we put together both of them, it worked.
And the church is typically a quite sort of taboo topic to explore on the screen. So did you have any nervousness about delving into the Catholic Church?
Really not, because we don't depend, we didn't depend on the church. We weren't using any facilities from the Vatican. And the film is very honest. Of course, we tackle some issues of the church, like child abuse and all that, and corruption and money laundering. But it's not about that. So the film is very honest, because it tackles the problems, but it also talks about the intention of the church, and some clergy already watched the film, and so far everything liked it. So, and I think they liked it because it's honest. The script was mostly two men talking, because it was a theater play. So the challenge is how to make it cinematic, how to make it engaging. And my bet was, first of all, of course, we have beautiful sets, so let's use that. We're in Rome, easy to find beautiful places. But also trying to make it very intimate. So I was always asking them not to play the Pope, but to play two men, just two men. There's in one moment that I asked Tony to take out the cap, I don't know how you call it in English, the cap that Pope uses. So you're just a man, forget you're the Pope. And it's so intimate that it works. I mean, the audience can follow, because they don't act like an institution talking to the other institution. They just talk like two neighbors that don't like each other.
What do you think the power of cinema is to kind of tackle big topics? And what do you hope that people are going to feel when they walk out the cinema after watching your film?
Wow, cinema can give us lots of insights. And this film has a personal message, I mean, on a personal level, which is tolerance. You have to learn how to listen to the people you disagree with. There's a political message, which is include. We have to include the whole world in the process of development. We can't only develop, rich countries and forget that this is there. There's a message of building bridges and not building walls. This is a line of the film. And in the spiritual side, it's interesting. It talks about connection. Sometimes, even if you have a religion or some kind of spiritual connection, sometimes you lose connection. If you're doing a yoga, sometimes you don't feel nothing. You just sit there and nothing happens. But that's okay. In the film, you have this. It's the dark night of the soul. When you the soul, when you lose your connection. And I think for anybody who has any spiritual, no matter what, will work. Francis, I'm a big fan of Pope Francis. I think he's one of the main voices in the world today that is trying to save the world, to create a world that is belongs to everybody, not only for developed countries. I wanted to know him better. I think the film has his message in all levels. In the personal level, is the story of those two guys who really disagree with each other, and they have to find a common ground. So it's about tolerance, and I like that very much. But then there's the political side, which is Pope Francis' agenda, which is including the poor in the official world, yeah, to include everybody in the which is I support the idea as well. And in the spiritual side, I like very much that there's one thing in the film that talks about when we lose connection with God and it's not Catholic. It works for any religion. During the film, Benedict is in a crisis because he can't hear God anymore. So there's also this spiritual approach. The film works in several levels, and there's lots of layers, and I like that.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. Thank you.
I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.